RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Suicide Squad, now playing in area theaters.
Long before most people, especially fans, have even seen Suicide Squad, they are fighting about it on the internet. Many of the initial critic reviews are underwhelming, which organizes a counter-campaign from DC comic fans who already know the film must be amazing. I mean, they can feel it. Then there's the accusation of an inherent bias against movies based on DC characters, even though Tim Burton's Batman and Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy are comic book film staples. No, there is no underground movement to stymie the success of DC characters. It's just that some of their recent films, including Suicide Squad, are sour. Suicide Squad consistently spins its wheels, lavishly introducing characters who get a handful of dialogue at best and sometimes disappear altogether. It's a tiresome slog of introductions, revelations, and the feeling that we are supposed to care, but we really have no idea what slash who to root for. Unless you are well-versed in hard-copy DC comics, you have never heard of Deadshot, Mr. Boomerang, Diablo, and Killer Croc. At first, most of these guys seem like rejected ideas for villains in previous films. All of them have their one thing to tell them apart from the others, and just like the X-Men, some are far more powerful than others. Deadshot, played by Will Smith, never misses and can place a bullet wherever he wants to. Diablo, played by Jay Hernandez, projects massive amounts of directed fire out of his palms and appears to be far more deadly than, say, Harley Quinn, played by Margot Robbie, who mashes people with a baseball bat. You mean there are more villains in Suicide Squad other than Harley Quinn? Almost all of the marketing material is devoted to her, and a vast majority of the screen time is spent ogling her minute costume. Will Smith, one of Earth's most recognizable movie stars and playing a character more central to the story than Harley, is relegated to supporting sidekick in previews and online discussions. Why? All Harley Quinn does is swing a bat and talk about her puddin', the Joker, played by Jared Leto, and drawl in a somewhat Cyndi Lauper dialect. Granted, Harley is pleasant to look at and gets most of the funnier one-liners, but her character has the depth of a pancake. The lack of dimension is the main reason Suicide Squad fails to make an impact. Compare the squad to the Avengers in a single Iron Man film, and they are pencil thin, other than Deadshot, who gains traction because he has a daughter who doesn't want him to be a supervillain. The other Suicide Squatters get nothing. Mr. Boomerang, played by Jai Courtney, is obnoxious. Killer Croc is a complete mystery, and some Japanese samurai woman named Katana shows up out of nowhere to splash around with her, well, katana blade. There is zero reason to care about most of these random add-ons because the script certainly doesn't care. Picking up where Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice left off, America's strategic military planners are worried what may happen if the next Superman to show up does not share his values and would rather plunder and pillage. Amanda Waller, played by Viola Davis, is the typical comic bureaucrat who wants to weaponize everything she comes across. Executing her radical idea of using the world's most dangerous criminals as a fighting force is intriguing, and Waller comes across cold-blooded enough to mean it when she says she will kill every single one of them if they step out of line. Commanded by Special Ops Colonel Rick Flagg, played by Joel Kinnaman, the squad gets their chance to fight soon enough when an ancient smoke witch thing known as the Enchantress takes over a city's downtown to build a machine which will wipe out mankind. The team of evil supervillains must learn to work together and put the lives of innocents above their own, not a vision the crew is accustomed to. Floating around the periphery is Leto's Joker, who for all the FaceTime he gets in the previews and the press, barely registers in the film. Harley Quinn is his girl, and he attempts to rescue her while the squad she is in tries to rescue the world. Even though the audience is supposed to root for the bad guys, I found it challenging to latch on to these heroes. Some are fun to look at, Harley, but there is nobody to cheer for. We're meant to identify with Deadshot and his little girl, and Diablo and his sad past, but all the emotional subplots are squeezed and shoved into out-of-the-way sections between firefights, wisecracks, and more shots of Margot Robbie's butt. Writer-director David Ayer, no stranger to hardcore violence in his films, he directed Harsh Times, End of Watch, and Fury, goes more camp on the blood and guts to score his PG-13 rating. Ayer knows how to combine action with depth. He wrote Training Day and Fury. However, this man also wrote the first Fast and the Furious, kicking off a franchise of gee-whiz spectacular at the expense of weight. It's not a conspiracy against DC, particular characters, or the Batman universe. Suicide Squad is lifeless and fails on its own merits, not outside schemers trying to sink a film. That is why Suicide Squad is 2 out of 4 stars.
Suicide Squad is rated PG-13, now playing at Cobb Tyrone, Luxury 10, Regal Park Place, Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.